This is Steve Knopfsinger for KFRM reporting on the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. Today I am talking with Nathan Larson, who is a milo and soybean farmer and the District 7 Grain Sorghum Commissioner, and he has a farm in Riley County, Kansas. Nathan, how is the fall harvest going in your area, and where are folks right now with regards to their harvest time?
Yeah, right now the corn is doing fairly well. We've had decent enough rains this summer. I think most guys are going to be happy with the corn.
How's the moisture content coming out on that?
Well, there's guys in the area that are trying to shell that's been too wet for them, so they're sitting there waiting. My neighbor here I'm helping, theirs is dried down. It's plenty dry, so they'll be done before some of the guys get started. Must be when they planted it in variety, I guess.
How long do you think corn harvest will keep going there?
Well, for these guys, they got about one or two fields left to go, so they'll be done in a couple of days if it don't rain. The other guys are still waiting to start. You know, it's going to be a couple of weeks probably. It's going to be spread out a little.
So you're still getting rain over that way?
Oh, we have been, but it's been dry here now for this week or last week. So, yeah, the ground's dry. Everything's ready to go if it just gets dry enough for everybody to go.
How's the milo looking over there then?
Well, the milo looks pretty decent. There's actually one guy took a sample into the elevator today. He's cut stuff to see what it was, but it was too high of moisture. He's going to have to wait a few more days yet. I think we've got enough rain this year that I think all the crops are going to be good this year.
Any soybeans in that area looking decent?
Yeah, the beans look really pretty good. There's some down towards Manhattan that dropped their leaves and look fairly close, but they're not ready yet. Mine all have green leaves on yet. They're not ready to go probably about a month or so.
I'm just wondering, have there been any other challenges as far as hail or diseases or pests in that area, or what have you seen?
We've been fortunate around this area. We've missed all the hail. People talk about hail. We've never got any hail in this area. We haven't got any big rains, but we've got just enough rains to keep the crops growing. So we're going to be in decent shape for this fall harvest.
Well, that's great to hear. Sounds like you guys are in a sweet spot over there.
Yeah.
This year.
I know I'm on the Grain Sorghum Commission, and we get together, we have roll call kind of, and everybody says what the growing conditions are in their area. A couple of years ago, everybody said how dry they were, and I said, well, guys, I hate to say it, but I'm kind of wet. One guy said, well, we're going to have you do the invocation next time. You might want to think about it. I'd be saying, dear God, please let it dry up.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you wish for.
Yeah. Oh.
So last year it was fairly dry. It was our turn last year.
Yeah.
This year we got not an excess of moisture, but we got enough to keep this stuff growing.
That's great to hear. Glad somebody's got enough rain.
Yeah.
This has been your Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. I've been talking with Nathan Larson, who is a grain and soybean grower and the District 7 Kansas Sorghum Commissioner in Riley County, Kansas. This is Steve Knopfsinger reporting.